The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. We are live from the J.B. Falgu building, the bank building here, the main office of First American Bank in Vacherie. And we are here to honor all veterans for their service to America. Come on by 2785 Highway 20 and say hello to Deuce and get some jambalaya, get some chips, an American flag. And November 11th, Monday, is Veterans Day. We should serve and honor all year long, and not just today. Just a busy weekend ahead. Saints and Falcons, also LSU and Alabama. And just up the road from us, Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, joins us. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well.
We are well, and we'll get to, you know, when I kind of pulled up the game today to see get some of the latest. The first thing on the top of the Tigers versus Alabama is Omar the Tiger, right? The story of the live Tiger that's going to be on the sidelines. Wait, this is the top story? But this is a big one for both football teams, you know, as you look to that 12-team playoff, and it's always big with LSU and Alabama. Your thoughts on this, the kind of impact that this game could have for both teams?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, for 2 weeks, it's you know, I've been talking about, you know, with lots of people here on campus and Tiger fans that I run into about, you know, whether it's the BCS or 14 playoff or now a 12-team playoff, it seems like at least for the better part, almost 15 years, that those two teams, when they meet, not quite the first weekend in November, but early November, nonetheless, that there always seems to be implications on the SEC, chance to win the SEC, and obviously now with you know, winning, getting a chance to keep your hopes alive of entering a 12-team playoff, and that's no different here. I think when you look at the path both of these teams have made, the records as it sits, you know, I think for all intents and purposes, the winner keeps those goals alive. It's not a lock, because there's kind of a group of teams atop the SEC with one loss. So LSU could certainly help their cause there. But you certainly keep the opportunity alive with, you know, three more weeks of regular season games to be in the conversation for a 12-team playoff. So, again, these two teams are going to meet, and that's why I think, you know, a big focus for all college football fans coast to coast on Saturday night will be paying attention to what happens here at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, Chris, and that's what I was gonna bring up as well. For all intentional purposes, this is probably a knockout game when you look at it, which I don't know if it's actually bad, because the focus definitely has to be there. And I think, you know, a lot of people will say, well, the game doesn't matter because Saban in there, and, you know, maybe the rivalry fell off. Well, no, I think the game matters a lot. I think the game is obviously huge for the implications, and, you know, it's one where if I'm LSU, I like it in my backyard as well, and just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Deuce. I mean, I've always been in favor. Of course, you know, I came from a background in 1AA or FCS football where somehow they were able to manage 16 or more teams in a playoff. Go figure. I don't know how they did it for all those years. But so I've always been in favor. If you're going to do a playoff, you need more than four teams. And, you know, I think this weekend with Georgia and Ole Miss and LSU and Alabama and a number of games across the country, not just in the SEC, you know, here we are, week eight, week nine, depending on, you know, your bye weeks. And, you know, there's still teams with one loss. There's still a team like Alabama with two losses where you're still kind of in the mix. And that's what I like about a 12-team playoff is that, you know, it keeps each week later into the season a little more interesting. And everybody's still got a little skin in the game. And that's why I think it improves the overall sport because, you know, Coach Kelly said it, I think, yesterday after practice. I mean, yes, you can argue that this is all those things are on the line for LSU and Alabama tomorrow night. But the same can be said for Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow. So that's why I like it. And I still think, you know, whether Nick Saban's on the sideline or not, I mean, this LSU-Alabama matchup has, you know, created a life of itself because there's been some incredible moments. There's been some thrilling moments for LSU, probably more so for Alabama fans over that course of years. But it still means a lot. And, you know, it's going to be a wild night, as you guys have been reading over the last 24 hours. A truly wild night at Tiger Stadium coming up tomorrow.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And when you kind of look, and I think, because, you know, I think, you know, Saban's not coaching, but I think he's going to be there. I mean, he's supposed to be on the sideline, but then I heard maybe the live Tiger maybe up in the suite area. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. You know, Alabama's defense and LSU's ability to run the ball, you know, that's been kind of an Achilles heel for Alabama, the kind of middle of their defensive front. You know, they held Georgia to 80 yards, but Tennessee 200-plus, Vandy 160-plus, South Carolina 130-plus. You know, they don't have the talent there that we're so used to seeing, and that's got to be a big point for this LSU offense to be able to run the ball, because if you can, man, it could be a long night for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the key. I mean, you look at Alabama, I think nationally they're somewhere like 64th in rushing defense, which is, you know, again, you're not accustomed to that. And then you look at LSU, who's a lot farther down the list when it comes to rushing offense. But, you know, LSU is who they are in game nine of the season. They had gotten a little bit better in the run game against South Carolina. They got a little bit in the second half, certainly what they needed in that second half against Ole Miss. And then I thought ran the ball effectively, you know, against Arkansas. And as Coach Kelly told me last night on his show, I think he was admitting, hey, look, we're not asking for a 250-yard rushing afternoon, but in the Arkansas game, those 3 to 4 to 5 yards on first down suddenly put Garrett Nussmeier and this receiving core in second and short, certainly second and medium. And that, again, is the way LSU can really be effective with their mainstay, which is the passing game. Texas A&M, you got to give them credit. I mean, most of the night they rushed four and put seven in coverage, but LSU was looking at second and 10, second and 12, second and 13. And everybody in the building, all 108,000, knew that, you know, this was going to be a passing down, and that allowed Texas A&M, again, with their front four, to just pin their ears back and really – That was the change in the game. So for LSU, you have a chance to run the football, but you're not looking for – I mean, it'd be great if you could get it, but you're just basically trying to stay on schedule, because when you look at those games where teams have tried many different things defensively, Ole Miss has an incredible defensive front. Texas A&M has a good defensive front. The Aggies found out South Carolina has a really good defensive front. LSU was a one-trick pony, but they were still able to win because they got enough to stay on schedule. And to me, that's what you're looking for tomorrow against this Alabama defense. And, you know, Coach Kelly told me last night they have looked at everything. So, you know, we'll see whether or not they try to run right at them or maybe try to get to the outside. But a little bit of running will go a long way for LSU.
Last one for me, and I really, you know, I don't want to we obviously, if he's in a group, then he's in the group, but is there a position group or a player or even a unit that has to play either at their expected level or even above the expected level for LSU to be successful?
I think, Deuce, it really, for me, and Coach talked about it a little bit last night, it's got to be the defensive front, because, and mainly the defensive edge rushers, because they have played so well and been fairly consistent. And that's Braden Swenson, Savion Jones, with some help from the interior guys. They don't get all the glory, but they make that stuff happen. But the key is, in the second half against Texas A&M, they couldn't adjust quick enough to, okay, we've gone from a drop pack pro style to a zone read running quarterback, and they were running right by Marcel Reed. They still got pressure. They just ran right by the quarterback. And they have played well against dual style quarterbacks, against Arkansas, against Jackson Dart, against South Carolina. So I think the key is going to be against Jalen Milroe, who, again, you know, he's a total of 25 touchdowns he's accounted for this year, 13 through the air, but 12 rushing. And I heard Savion Jones say this week in a media opportunity that they can't change their aggressive style of trying to disrupt the offensive backfield, but they have to be smart. So if you're going to be the guy that's pinning his ears back to go to the quarterback, you've got to have a teammate that understands he's got to fill that hole so that you don't allow a giant runway for Milroe to escape the pocket and then bust huge plays, because that's what he did last year to LSU. And I'm not comparing last year's defense to this year's, but you still have to be disciplined. You can be aggressive, but you have to be disciplined. And for me, defensively, trying to hem in Jalen Milroe is going to be number one. He's got weapons around him, elite players around him like Ryan Williams. They got two really good running backs. But straight up, I think LSU can play with those other offensive weapons. It's going to come down to, do you let Jalen Milroe get loose? I think if you can keep him in the pocket, which is much easier said than done, and maybe speed up his footwork, maybe get him a little off balance, you know, he will throw the ball to you. But when he gets out and running, extends the pocket, extends the play, and then when he tucks and runs, if nobody's there at home, it can be a very long night for the Tiger defense.
Well, Chris, enjoy the wild night that is coming your way. We appreciate your time. It will be interesting tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will be okay, but it's always a big one. Tigers and damn it. Thanks again.
You got it, guys. I was told 9 years ago when I got here, it never rains in Tiger Stadium.
That may be true. We will find out. Thanks. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.